Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gerard Mayo, Drake May commenting on May's running, his hitting the deck, the concussion protocol, which is something I thought Gerard Mayo struggled with a bit maybe this morning with Greg Hill and Curtis grilling him about that. I thought that wasn't his best series of answers. I thought he got a little, I don't know, it seemed like he was concerned that he was going to say the wrong thing and he didn't even want to touch it. We'll see how Drake May responds to questions about that too, because I just like to be taken through the process. I don't know, you know, like you're in the game. You take a shot. You're slow to get up. Like, take me through it. So then what happens? You go over there. Who talks to you? Who brought you out? What happened after that? Who'd you have to keep in contact with? And how was practice that week? Like, all that stuff. I'm very interested in it. Only because I really think that there's not a lot of things that can slow down the train that is the NFL. Like, TV contracts, deals, scandals. Not much, really, I think, can stand in the way. This train is just too strong, except for the head injury stuff. That's the, because that payout was just so massive. And I just feel like if they ever uncovered, and these lawyers will find ways to do it, and there's agents and people we both know who are advocates for this concussion stuff and making sure that the league takes it seriously, and that they, if they don't, that they get compensated for it and all this stuff. So I my eye's always on that, my antenna's always up around that, because $800 million or whatever it was that they had to pay out in the last settlement is something that you know they don't want to do, and you know they're going to try and avoid no matter what. So I'm interested in seeing what that process is like, how it's done, what they do, how someone who it seems like the team didn't even really believe had a concussion in the first place gets treated maybe differently from someone who gets spotted by the team. Like, all that stuff I'm interested in. So we'll ask Drake May about it. We'll see how much he's willing to discuss here. I'm not expecting to get an in-depth answer about it, but I would like to know. You know, I'd like to know at least what it was like from his perspective.
And remember, he declined to get into, in London, the MRI thing.
Right, yeah.
You know, we don't really like to talk about injuries or whatever, something like that. Mm-hmm. So my guess is he sidesteps it. It is, like, the problem with it is it's not a black and white issue.
Right.
There's a lot of gray area. Like, I dealt with it with my son had a concussion, and you have to get, like, the pediatrician to sign off first before then, like, the school trainer has to sign off after that. And they have legitimate return-to-play protocols through medical doctors and the MIAA. Mm-hmm. And it's similar where there's, like, I want to say it's a six-day process. Like, you can't just do it.
Yeah.
Like, once they have determined you have a head injury, there's 6 days coming. So don't, you know, say, I feel better at day three. Okay, that's great. So you'll make it to day four, and then you'll make it to day five, and they'll do that process. So I am interested in that, just that it has, obviously, team trainers are involved. Mm-hmm. I would think team doctors are involved, and then the league is involved, and how do those parties all kind of encompass it? And I agree with you, and the other thing is, because of Tua in part, it's an even bigger deal.
Right.
To, like, first you have the original CTE and the leagues and the lawsuits and all of that, but now you have a very fresh quarterback example.
Who's playing now and who just came back and is still going.
And had injuries to the head,
right,
that every viewer said, that's not right.
Right.
I'm not a doctor. I don't really give a care about your protocols or your tests. I can tell you with mine eyes, that ain't right,
right?
You didn't need to sit there and say, Tua, say the months backwards and I'll time you to know he had a concussion. You knew he was effed up because you could see him effed up on the field in front of you.
Yeah, it looked like he had rigor mortis.
Right.
On the
More
field.
Of them brutal, yeah. are like this, where it's like, oh, he did get hit in the head, mm-hmm. and
he
should
was slow
we test
to get
him?
Up. I mean, you know, he didn't pop right back up like guys do sometimes.
And did he, you know, when they're doing the testing, did he trigger something? Did he not answer something properly? Again, we can ask him, but he mentioned some stumble on the turf that he attributes to his cleat and the turf more so than his inability, right? Like that he didn't have a balance issue. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, you can't, like, you know the thermometers the doctors use, they rub on your forehead?
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
Why can't we come up with that? Now, I'm being facetious a little bit here. But that would solve everything, right?
Boop, concussions, all
right. Concussion, right? Yeah. It's either green or red. Green, you go back in the game. Red, you're out. It'd be nice if we have that, but we don't.
No, we do not. Do you think this offense will drag Drake May down? I mean, it's his rookie year, and he hasn't played the full year. But these are the moments where you pick things up. These are important reps. These are things that I think could harm his progression. I don't know if it's going to drag him all the way down, but I think his progression could be stunted by this offense. Are you worried about that?
Am I a little worried? Yes, I'd have to be honest. I'm a little worried. When you see a game like that where he's 97% of your offense, and he's running for his life at times and different things.
Against one of the worst teams in the league, too, by the way. Right?
Now, on paper, their defense is pretty good.
Yeah.
They had, like, the number one pass defense. And
they are number one in yards against this year coming into the game. They were, like, 30th in points against, but one in
some of that's a little circumstantial,
which means other teams' offenses are very efficient, I guess. But,
but on the whole, no, because I'm going to be annoying like a toothache. No kidding. We already know that, Andy. That you can't break a diamond. And, like, these are just reps for a really good player. These are reps that, like, he'll get through this, you know. Tough times don't last, but tough people do, kind of thing. And I think he's a tough player, but there has to always be that concern. Even just, we watched it here with a number one overall pick in the early 90s in Drew Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
He got the snot kicked out of him to the point where Ernie Adams, a decade later, is calling him a wildebeest or something, right? Like he's just taking hits on the Serengeti or something like that. So, yeah, you have to have mild concerns. And there's also the evolution of his game once he starts to succeed. Like, Cam Newton's a guy whose career didn't last as long.
I was just thinking about him. He played a long time. He never really had great wide receivers. Kelvin Benjamin's probably the best wide receiver ever had, and he ate himself out of the league. So, like, and he ran a lot. He was sort of a one-man show.
And he got beat up.
I think there's a lot of comparisons there with May and Newton, I think.
And those are all concerns. You want to see him maximize his abilities so that you can maximize his abilities, right? Like, as a team, you want to have the support cast the system so that the wow plays are there, but the ouch plays aren't. And that's a needle that needs to be thread. And that's Elliott Wolf. That's the collaborative. And I don't have a lot of faith in that group right now, if I'm just being honest.
Fair enough.
And the onus is on them to make sure they don't waste Drake May.
Did Newton and Steve Smith overlap, or was he in Baltimore by then?
No, I think they overlapped.
They played a few years together, right? Maybe. All right. So Smith was their best receiver. But he didn't play his whole career with Smith or anything. And I think that's a good comparison. That was the guy who was number one overall, obviously.
But when they won, it was
a weapon. And it was, he put him on
their fullback. I'm a throw. And that's not really sustainable. That's especially when it's a running version of it. That's why, honestly, like, Lamar Jackson's been really impressive to do what he's done, and he's stayed healthy. Now, this year, he might have one of the better supporting casts he's ever had, and see how far he can go.
Yeah, we'll see about that. 617-779-7937. We got a lot of people waiting patiently here, so let's go to Tim in Hanover, who has a thought on Drake May. Hi, Tim.
Andy, Christian, good afternoon.
What's up?
I just want to say, Andy, your boy played a great game, all right? It's all a learning curve for this kid. Every week he gets better and better, and that's the thing. Since they opened up the offense, I talked about that 2 weeks ago, and here it is. I talked about the way he slides. He ran out and got out of bounds without getting into a confrontation, and he's going forward. Dive away from these guys going forward, landing on your side, and tuck that ball away so you're not losing it. The thing is, with this kid, the only thing he's got to pick up, he's got that 2 second drop back, and then from there he's got to decide, get out and watch his tackle take on the DN. Whatever he does, he goes the opposite way and then take whatever he gets or find somebody and nail him.
Right.
Throw the ball away if it ain't there and come back another day.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. Appreciate it. I think that one big difference here between Drake May, Josh Allen, Cam Newton, some of these other guys, you're not seeing them do a QB draw for short yardage. Like, you're not seeing May get the ball on, like, the 3-yard line and try and power his way into the end zone. They're not doing a lot of that. Like, that's something that is now a big part of Buffalo.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, If you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Those game was a big part of Carolina's game with Newton. Jackson does stuff like that. You know, you see Jalen Hurts is always getting pushed around. Like, that's, you know, that's like the Philly thing. But you're not seeing that much with Drake May so far, and I'm wondering if that's not something that they're going to maybe start incorporating here, because eventually you get into the red zone, you don't have a lot of good red zone targets, you have guys that you can't run around for 12 seconds that often. Eventually he's going to have to go and pick up those yards himself, and I'm wondering, his first scramble, maybe the first or the second one, I can't remember, he lowered his shoulder, went right into the defender.
Yeah.
He didn't slide. He didn't, you know, flop down.
I would say at least two of the eight.
He went right for the contact. Yeah, and it was him initiating it.
Yes, and I'm fine with that. I'm asking for that. Do it smartly. Do it appropriately. Just because you hit a guy doesn't mean it's a big hit. There can be glancing blows.
Right.
Like, you can still make contact. I thought two of them led to a little more contact than I would like. They had a couple he got out of bounds, couple, like, he was fine on a few of them. In terms of the design runs, Alex Van Pelt actually talked about that last Thursday, and I think was sort of honest in a way that surprised me, in that he basically said, we know the pass protection stinks so bad.
Right.
He's going to have to run a certain percentage of times. If we then scheme in runs for him, now eight scrambles plus five runs, do we want him running 13, 14 times a game, putting himself in harm's way? Those QB draws and things that Cam Newton and guys run, you're going to get hit.
Yeah.
A, he's not big yet. I think he will put on weight and get bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I got to think.
He's tall. He's not big.
Right. Yeah. He's going to put on some, like, 20s, early 20s weight over the next couple of years that I think will probably add 10, 15, 20 pounds to him. But I also think those runs will come when they believe the offensive line is better.
Yeah.
And he can pass without assuming a quarter of the dropbacks are going to end in scrambles. When you have faith in your pass protection, then I think they're going to scheme up some of those runs, and I think it'll become a weapon. Because now they can choose when to do it. They can formation how they want to do it. But I don't, and I think those will also come when you're playing games that mean something.
Sure.
Because that's always been the debate in Buffalo. Hey, Josh Allen, how about we don't run in September? Why don't we save that for December, January, and fingers crossed February, right? This team's not playing meaningful football games. Sorry. They mean to them, right? Each guy that plays. But when the line is better and when the games are more important, I think you'll see more design Drake May runs. Unfortunately, that's 2025 at the earliest.
Yeah, probably. Cotto's in Boston. Go ahead, Cotto.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Cotto?
What's going on, fellas?
What's
hey,
up, Cotto?
So just wanted to call in, talk about Drake May, and I definitely agree with what you guys were saying about how, you know, he kind of has no option right now but to run. So you can't really blame him on that. One thing that I don't think is talked about enough is what Tom Brady talks about all the time, and that's protecting your receivers. Obviously, he's young, he's a rookie, and he's going to be learning. But I do think that a lot of the time he doesn't protect the receivers. For example, Jamichael Hasty yesterday, I think it was pretty obvious that he was going to get absolutely cracked, so you should probably just throw it away. But not only that, Hunter Henry, he threw him a ball down the middle that was just to chop his legs off. And after, you could see Hunter Henry was bothered about it. And I think that, like, you know, that's something that he's going to have to get better at. Hopefully next year we're going to get, you know, maybe a true number one receiver or a high draft pick to come in and catch the ball. And I think that, you know, to build that connection and to last a while with a receiver, you're going to have to protect them. And that's something Tom Brady talked about all the time. And, I mean, I think he's going to be able to get that. I just I think that, like you guys said, though, to the other point, is that, you know, next year at the earliest, they will be able to design runs for him. But right now he's playing behind such a bad offensive line that he doesn't really have the opportunity to say, hey, look, I'm going to stay in the pocket. I'm going to throw the ball. Right now, it's more so scramble, look up. Nobody's there, obviously, because our receivers are trash, and he's got to run. So he's going to be taking those hits. It's just a matter of time. You know, next year, he's going to be able to get that help. But, you know, Bob Kraft has to step up open that wallet and quote-unquote burn some cash.
Thank you for the call, Cotto, and I agree with you. I think that that's certainly what we all want to see. We all want to see a number one receiver here next year. I wanted to see one here this year, and I think you could have. I think if you'd really committed to it and made a point of emphasizing that and emphasizing the offensive line. Right now, Drake May has no run game. He has no wide receivers. He has no offensive line, and he has the most inexperienced coaching staff in the entire NFL.
Other than that, how was the play?
Other than that, things are great. But, I mean, that's – you talk about setting your guy up for success. You talk about, you know, it's all about developing Drake May. You're developing him against all odds, you know? Like, there's no reason why he should be developing here aside from his God-given talent, which is right now, and I think his attitude and everything else has been part of it, has been why he's successful so far. And I say successful in the sense that people watch him and think, yeah, this guy belongs in the NFL. The team's not successful. His numbers aren't great. They took a step back, certainly, in this game here. He barely cracked 200 yards.
He's the first Patriots quarterback since Vito Babe Parilli in the 60s to have 200 yards passing and 90 yards rushing.
Great.
Historic. You're seeing things you haven't seen in five decades.
Cool. Well, yeah.
That's a team Hall of Famer.
Him and Babe Parilli can go party and celebrate that, I'm saying.
The late great.
Fine. Well, then I guess maybe you can. I don't know who Babe Parilli is. I don't know. I've never.
He was their best quarterback in the 60s.
Okay.
Open a book every once in a while. Geez, they got a media guide. Read it. In regards to Tom Brady used to talk a lot about hospital balls. You know what else he used to do? Throw them.
Yep.
He would get Welker killed, he would get Edelman killed, he would get Gronk killed.
Troy Brown, you got all of them.
This is not a shot at Tom Brady. If you're going to throw passes in the NFL, you're going to throw hospital balls.
Yeah, and ask Derek Carr and Chris Olave about
that. Derek Carr, Peyton Manning, every quarterback I've ever seen throws hospital balls. I didn't think the hasty one was a hospital ball. It was a play we saw coming because the safety was coming from about 15 yards, and he's like, oh, they're going to swing it to Hasty. He was full sprint out of the defensive backfield. The Hunter Henry one, I'm sorry, that's the reality of playing down the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a
big tight end in the middle of the field, it's going to happen.
I thought he tore his ACL. When they showed the replay, his knee kind of bent and his reaction, I thought you might have lost your only legitimate target. And I
can't imagine losing him.
I think that might be the biggest victory of the day, that he got back out on the field and was able to go. And then, if you remember, I think it was later, might have been before, sorry, but there was that sweet throw down the left sideline where he ran the out and up down the sideline, Henry did, and May hit him right in the hands. There was a one hand in by a DB.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty throw.
It's a good throw.
It's a tough catch for a tight end like Hunter Henry. I actually think a top receiver makes that play, a playmaking type. But do you think Drake May has thrown like this inordinate number of hospital balls?
I hadn't thought that. No.
I don't think he's thrown one where I was like, oh, he's getting somebody killed. This guy sucks.
I think he throws guys open. I think he'll overthrow guys sometimes. He underthrew Booty at the end there. But I think in general, he does the opposite of that. I think hospital balls are when you just sort of hang it up there and your guys to go over the middle and everybody's converging on all at once. I don't remember a lot of throws like that.
And there's also less hospital balls in the NFL now because of the way the game is played.
No, unless you're on the Saints.
Well, no, they're still going to. But there was one last night. I don't know if you watched the Rams game. I believe it was the Rams game.
I saw the end of the Rams game, that walk-off touchdown. That was cool.
A little bit before, Matthew Stafford threw to a spot where he clearly didn't see, like, a deep safety, and his guy's running over the shoulder, and the guy went for the pick. In the old days, it was a hospital ball.
Yeah.
He would have absolutely – but the guy, you're not really allowed to hit like that anymore.
Someone needs to tell Jalen Hawkins that, too, by the way.
Why? There was no penalty.
There wasn't?
No.
I thought he got flagged for that.
They picked it up.
They picked it up.
I don't ever
want
to hear Patriots fans bitch
again. They picked it up.
Jalen Hawkins and Keon White,
the defenseless receiver,
both got away with some serious penalties, so I don't want to hear bitching about
that. I forgot, you're right, they did pick that one up. Never mind. I had that one in my notes.
To me, that was black and white. That was 2024, that's a penalty 100 out of 100 times.
Yeah, it was a college game. You're getting thrown out for that.
Right.
617-779-7937. When we return, Drake May took a lot of accountability. How much of the stuff that happened today, or yesterday, I should say, was his fault? We'll get into that right after this.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, We'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.